Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome back to Dirty Laundry with myself, Brain, and Pinky. Distant. Bum, 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 bum,
you know
bum,
what would have been funny if I just left you at the with myself and then I don't reply, I don't say anything.
It's fine, sure. I'll speak
then
on your behalf.
People think you're talking to yourself.
Why would they think I'm talking to myself? Because this is a show with me and you, Pinky and the Brain.
They have no way of knowing I'm here unless I speak.
Well, then I'll just say that you're sick or something.
Deception.
Yeah, it's Obi. Wait, why are we even... Okay, that's irrelevant. Very irrelevant. So today, we're going to be taking a look at Coca-Cola.
The best beverage company.
Oh, no, not cocaine. The best beverage company, like, on the face of the planet. They think that Palestine is offensive, but the word Nazi is not. How do you feel about that?
it's a very interesting scenario here when you think about it. So, like, what went into the whole even picking of the words? Like, was it like a spreadsheet? Maybe it was missed, because, like, who'd want to put the word Nazi on a Coke bottle anyway?
Apparently,
I think it's funny. I think it's funny, really. Maybe they missed it, because
maybe they did.
Yeah, because maybe they did, but that is not sensitive.
Okay,
world.
If they missed it, then somebody got fired.
Yeah,
somebody had to have gotten fired. Even if it was intentional, that's very hectic. But before we actually really dive into all of this, here's a song by Aha Gazelle called Stayed Down, and this is the remix. Enjoy.
In that last night, scraping up my chain, yeah. I was catching buses, now we catching planes, yeah. Ay, through it all, I stay the same. Ay, don't switch on me now, you was not around. Dog, I stayed down. Walking through the hallways, always had a dream of doing something bigger. Yeah, funny how they let you do the groundwork, then they wanna come around and build with you. Hey, always been a honey with my dogs down since day one, and I'm still with them. Hey, never let nobody get a seat at better table if they wasn't in the field with you. Thought I told you I can never let up. Chilling on the spinning, I've been trying to get my bread up. I was in the lab till three, just to get a bad set. Trying to catch the bus, no you roll bitters. No days off, I ain't clocked out. Shit, I just kept my head down, trying to get it. Yeah, had to take a whole lot of L's just to get by. I am, the whole team winning. Yeah, bench one was been on the road. Since I was on the road, I had the vision. I just got off of the road. Killing like every show. All independent, don't act like you didn't know. I told these suckers before I was gonna kill them. I sold them beats for the low. Just so I could buy me some pain, but know what the feeling you give me. I was in that lunch line scraping up my chain, yeah. I was catching buses, now we catching planes, yeah. Ay, through it all, I stay the same. Ay, don't switch on me now, you was not around. Dog, I stayed down.
Chillin' by yourself, can't be
be so therapeutic. Only trash talk, no walk by scooter. Only thing that you're doing while you're talking is polluting. I was working on solutions. The enemy is present, there's confusion. A lot of evil powers are colluding, pursuing, recruiting, trying to find somebody looking stupid. What's worse than falling for a loser? Falling for illusions. They know I'm the real thing, I ain't gotta prove it. Chilling with a dark-skinned girl like Susie. Any other time I'm in a dungeon making music. When I'm writing songs, I'll just let the Lord use me. I can make a million from a beat before a brick. Howling people rappers, they already know the click. Drug use bad, but people use worse. It's a lot of people hurt, and it really makes me sick. So stay down, 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 down.
Don't switch your
thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
I done been ahead and back. So that I done seen it all. They were trying to bring me down. So them niggas I'm about. Get it done by any means. I can't take another loss. Put the city on the map. Got a problem we can solve.
Okay, so Coke, right, have been doing this thing where you can customize your own Coke bottle. I mean, like, we've seen them where you customize your own name or whatever you want to write on a Coke bottle, right? So this time for Pride Month, they came up with a new rainbow design, right? But people were hurt. People were in their feelings. People were mad. People were upset because even though they had like a whole rainbow design for your alphabet people, right? They did not include words, so you couldn't customize this Pride Month bottle with words like lesbian or transgender, but you could put the word Nazi on your bottle. Obviously, Twitter was outraged. Outraged.
You know, biggest question before we even get into the crux of it, how do you even customize it? Like, do you call Coca-Cola? Like,
you go onto the website. You go onto the website and basically you type in whatever you want to type in, and then they have a Coke bottle delivered to you.
Or wait, to your place.
Yeah.
Damn, like, you went, like, okay. maybe I'm just cynical or something, but you're just gonna dispose of the Coke bottle.
No, you don't. People keep them, because I mean, like, if it's got something sentimental on it, like if it has your late goldfish on it, you're not gonna throw it away. You're gonna, like, I don't know, put it in your living room.
Frame a picture. A Coke bottle becomes trash once you've drank it.
It doesn't.
You can even recycle it.
But Beeston, another man's trash is another man's treasure. So other people think that. Can you just acknowledge my line? Just acknowledge how gangster I quoted that line. Thank you very much.
Well done. Yeah, for Pinky, that is quite something. That is quite well
Definitely
done.
Definitely the brain.
Well,
let's
well
continue.
Done.
Let's continue.
So, It is interesting, I guess, you know, the one to get the one I ride on the Pride Month wave, you know.
But if you're going to ride on the Pride Month wave, then
like,
include the
words really
lesbian.
I really do think this is just a corporate stunt on all the companies, you know. For July, they're all rainbow and all that stuff. The moment July is finished, they're back to normal colors. It's just riding the wave to increase business because now they're appealing to a subset. To a subset of their customers to make them feel like this company cares about
but
and can increase more sales. But anyway, that's not the point.
If I'm lesbian, right, how do I feel that Coke is including me, or how do I feel like they're supporting me if they won't let me write the word lesbian on my Coke bottle?
Well, I don't think because think about it really, who would want to walk around carrying like that kind of tag on them?
People.
Like, you wouldn't walk around with, like, a name tag that just says gay.
No, they are. They really are. They
streets. Are. You're just walking around with this badge on you. Like,
no.
Usually people just write, like, for example, one thing you mentioned, names, you know,
yes.
Their own names.
See, with the names
of somebody,
right? With the names, you can go into a store and they have your very generic names, like, let me not offend anyone, but they have very generic names. Like, you know, those generic names, those student card names. No.
I wonder what these names mean.
I'm the good cop, you're the bad cop. So if you want to name generic names, that's on you.
Steve.
You see, you can find a Coke bottle that has Steve, that has John.
Peter.
That has Peter.
Ngosinati.
Nope. That one I feel like would be a part of the blocked list. So another reason why people are upset is because words like Palestine, words like Black Lives Matter have all been blocked, but they have included Blue Lives Matter. So now if you don't know what Blue Lives Matter, it's basically people have started turning on the cops in America and they want to abolish the whole
defund the police.
They want to defund the police, basically, and people have been killing cops. So Blue Lives Matter, and I agree with that, like Black Lives Matter, but Blue Lives, all lives matter, honestly, like lives do matter. But it's funny that they're saying that Black Lives Matter is blocked, but Blue Lives Matter is not blocked. So like, what is the deciding factor here? Like, what is Coke, you know, thinking?
You know, even that, like, when you really think about it, really, why would you want a bottle that's got BLM on it? Like, what are you
going to
do?
Because it's something that I support. It's something that I support.
Okay, so now you get this bottle. What sort of activism are you going to be doing? Okay, now you have bottle in hand.
When you get the bottle that says...
racist people. Like, I just throw it at all the racist people. Wham! BLM! Wow! BLM! Take that!
So you throw Coke bottles to racist people.
Like, I'm trying to think, what activism do you do with a Coke bottle?
It's not about
that.
It's about the sentiments behind it. For example, what are you going to do with your Coke bottle that says Bob on it? What are you going to do with it?
You know, I'm just one of those who couldn't care less.
Exactly, but there are people who do care. There are people who...
Because it doesn't change the flavor of the Coke as well.
It's not about that. It's about having a customizable Coke bottle.
But I see. But okay, cool. I get you. You want that. Cool. You want to be able to customize. I see it as something cool. You know, you can show people, like, look at the Coke bottle I got. Yeah, that sort of excitement lasts for like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and then it's done. Because, like, really, what are they really complaining about here? You know, it's one of those things I think people are just complaining for the sake of complaining.
Yeah.
Because what good was it really going to bring? Or what change would it have brought
had
they been allowed,
like,
to put all these items or names?
Where does Coke stand? So is Coke anti-gay people? Is Coke anti-Palestine and pro-Nazi? Like, where does Coke stand is basically what people are, like, riled up about. Because the reason why these words were banned is because either they are potentially dangerous or they are offensive. So now, is the word Palestine offensive? Is it dangerous?
Right now it is.
Right now?
Israel's probably... Yeah, I guess... Because
Israel, funny enough, though, is not banned. So the word Israel is not banned.
Because right now we live... It's become really offensive to speak about these kind of topics to some people.
Okay, like, but people, what if I'm what if I live in Palestine and I just want a Coke bottle that has my country on it?
What are you going to do with it? Okay, but anyway.
It's not the
point.
Well,
then you can't. You see, this is the danger that now comes with this snowflake culture we have. Where people don't want to be offended. Like, it's...
So Coke doesn't want to be offended.
Of people don't all want to be. No, that's just kind of like the culture, the mindset we live in right now, where people don't want to be offended. Because now you never know when to draw the line.
Yeah.
Because yes, now if you support whatever specific group, you're now kind of giving them precedence over everybody else.
Yeah.
Because now we're looking at this group. Hey, we don't want to offend this group. Yeah. Now we do everything to support this group. While in the meantime offending the others. Okay, now you don't want to offend those other groups. Now you offend those guys.
You know what I'm saying?
This whole thing of wanting to represent groups and not wanting to
offend. They shouldn't have represented anyone then. You can't represent half the people and then not represent. Like, out of all the words you choose to not ban, you chose Nazi. Like you literally chose the word Nazi. Okay, but that's fine. What they should have done, right? I don't know, because you're a guy, so I don't know if you've ever, like, gotten one of these. You know, like, these bracelets, right? Where you literally just get a string, and then the beads are alphabets, and you can just write whatever word you want to write, right? That's what they should have done. Like, nobody's going to stop me from writing the word pie. It's my bracelet, you know? So they shouldn't have banned any words, regardless of how ridiculous it looks. Because what's the point of saying you can customize it, but you're not allowed to write A, B, C, and D? So they should have just... either let people write whatever they want to write or not done it at all.
You know what's funny? That for this to be found out, somebody went out of their way to write the word Nazi there.
That's not funny, first of all.
This is something you only find by looking for.
Yes.
How else would you have known that's allowed or not? Somebody was busy wanting to write Nazi on their bottle. Why?
How it started was because of the Pride Month bottles, right? People wanted to customize their Pride Month bottle with the letter that they are, for example, L for lesbian, right? So they put in the word lesbian, and it said that they can't put that in. It's either dangerous or it's an offensive word, so they can't put that in. So people then started trying to find now words that are not offensive and words that are offensive. So people went to find like a whole bunch of offensive words and tried putting them in, and apparently Nazi is not an offensive word.
Yeah, I guess. But also, you know, why would you be bothered that you can't write the word? I guess this whole argument ends up being a loop. But why would you be bothered? Like, it doesn't change your life or
it's not
anything about you by you not being able to write that.
It's the fact that Coca-Cola is saying, okay, so for example, right, they said that
lesbian on a t-shirt, write it on a t-shirt and go wear it.
That's not the point. That's not the point, Beston. That's not the point. Because Coca-Cola says that Nazi Germany is fine, but the word Jews is offensive.
No, you see, at that point, I think we're now insinuating, putting words in Coca-Cola.
We're not insinuating. I have screenshots that actually have these words that are not allowed.
Did Coca-Cola by itself, though, even though that's a fact, did Coca-Cola by itself come out and say, hey, Nazi isn't offensive? Like, did somebody, a spokesperson of Coca-Cola, come out and
the
say
only
this?
Statements
or people are not reading in between the lines?
The only statement that Coca-Cola cared to release was that they want to keep this fun and in the spirit of sharing. That's all they say. They didn't care about the lesbian ranting. They didn't care about the transgender ranting, about the Black Lives, nothing. They just said, you know what, guys? We want to keep it fun and in the spirit of sharing. Mm. That's all they had to say.
There's nothing fun like committing hate crime. Get your Nazi Coca-Cola bottle now.
Yeah.
They stuffed up.
They did stuff up.
I see what they were trying to go for, but they stuffed up.
They stuffed up, and because they stuffed up, they couldn't say anything about them stuffing up, because then they'd have to acknowledge that they are potentially pro-Nazi and potentially anti-lesbian, anti-transgender, anti-Jews, anti-Palestine, anti-Black Lives Matter.
You know, but with the BLM and Blue Lives Matter thing, I kind of understand, because it's gotten out of hand, really, the whole BLM movement. It's now been an excuse for many people to just be violent and loot.
I get that. I do get that.
Cause nonsense and stuff. The whole Blue Lives Matter is a counter argument. It's actually, it shows how far the BLM movement has gone for the cops to want to have their own counter freaking movement to be represented or to be protected.
I get that, right? But then if they're saying that they're doing it in the spirit of keeping it fun, then don't include any political anything.
They can't. The problem is the world we live in now, you can't.
You can't please everyone.
Look at Netflix. I always say Netflix is a prime example. If almost now in every series, there must be a gay character.
True, that's very true. But Coke doesn't want.
It's become a staple, a must.
So Netflix is like, yes, pro-gay characters, but Coke is like, nah.
No, it's like, yay, pro. You know, you get a rainbow Coke bottle.
That's not the point. Okay, final thoughts. Do you think that Coke has a justified reason? I don't even know how to put the statement. So Coke and their banned words, yes, no.
Wait, what am I saying? What does it mean for me to say yes? What does it mean for me to say no here?
Okay, so if you say yes, it means that you agree with the words that they've banned. If you say no, you disagree with the words that they've banned. And yeah, you think that they should have allowed those words to be customized.
Disclaimer, before I say my answer, I couldn't care less what was put on, allowed or not allowed. And then my answer, that they should have just allowed you to put whatever you want.
Exactly. So that's also my final point. What I think is that they should have just allowed anyone to put anything. But in that way, you would still... No one would actually have anything to argue about. Because it's my Coke bottle. I paid for my Coke bottle. It's not like we're mass producing these Coke bottles that have the word lesbian on them and shipping them all over.
If you look in the world we live in now, in the times we live in now, this concept of my and me does not apply unless you're one of the minorities.
But it's my money.
So legit, that doesn't apply.
It's not our money.
Cancelled. You know how many celebrities
cancel me with my money? It stole my money
for using their money in a specific way,
yeah,
or using their thoughts in a specific way. But no, you're now offending a specific group. There's your career gone.
Yeah.
It's a very dangerous, I think, thing we're getting into.
You have to tread lightly.
It's very dangerous.
Walking on eggshells.
Thing we're getting into. Yep, we really are. Because soon they'll be controlling what we say.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. So I say, yeah, sure, just let people put whatever they want.
I agree with
either
you.
Either or.
Yeah.
I couldn't be too bothered by it.
Okay. I am not
even
pro
if they put
any movement.
Is a dum-dum on a Coca-Cola bottle?
Exactly.
Just
that would have been my bottle. And nobody can tell me anything because it's my money, my bottle. Exactly. That is it for today's show. If you disagree, that's fine. That's your opinion. Please let us know. We would actually like to hear your opinion. And Besten will have a discussion with you. We're not going to call it an argument, a discussion with you. As for me, I take things very personally, so I'm not one to debate about anything. Because I get angry very fast. Not angry, I get passionate. So I am not a debater. But if you would like to debate or have a discussion, a diplomatic discussion,
you know, there's a trick.
Bring it up with Besten. I'll
share it with you in the next show.
In the next show. But that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. And because you are our favorite, we are going to end the show with a song by Reactive, The Movement, called Passion. Peace. Until next time.
Join the Active FM show and well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
heavenly sanctuary. More of your power.